Rangers, Sector 446.78. When you get this message, come quickly.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think for our YouTube videos, I'm going to find the cat doing that.
You got to find the cat doing that and have it sync up with the Zio thing, because that's the best intro. That's better than our other show's intro. If we use that intro for that show, I wouldn't even be mad. Hey, just be like, what is this?
We got to do it one time and just not even tell him. Just,
and just be like,
not acknowledge it or anything.
Not acknowledge it. We have a new intro. And then just go back to the other one. We do another. She's like, wait, what happened to the other one? I like that. No, you didn't. Like, you told us last time you hated it. And just start messing. Like, who are you?
Yeah, don't say a word.
Anyway, welcome to the Power is On. This is, what did you call it? The Shadow Chronicles or some shit?
The Phantom Archive.
The Phantom Archive.
Yeah.
This is, these aren't full-length episodes. These are shorter, like 15, 20-minute bits, where me and Mitch sit here. We talk about a ranger, a zord, a moment, or a season, an episode, whatever.
It's going to be more character-focused or event-focused, a little short stuff. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about Billy Cranston, the original Blue Ranger.
The ultimate Blue Ranger. Seriously, he's the best Blue Ranger.
He's played by David Yost, which originally auditioned to be the Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm. And they almost didn't even give him the part.
Yeah.
Because he looked too much like a douche. They're like, he looked jockey.
Well, yeah.
Because he's a pretty physical looking guy.
He was a stout guy because he was a gymnast.
Yeah. He like went out. He like messed up his hair. He got some glasses.
He put on a lot of baggier clothes.
Yeah, and he came in talking some science gibberish to him, and they were like, "Yeah, you got it. That was it." But he got a lot of beef or a lot of grief. That's why he left the show.
Yeah,
because it's not even a hidden fact. It's a well established fact. It's well known that David Yost, he's obviously gay.
Yeah,
he got a lot of harassment. On set,
which is unfortunate.
Through Mighty Morphin, through Zio, I think through Turbo. Gone by Turbo?
He was gone by Turbo.
He was gone by
Turbo. He's there for Zio.
Yeah, so he left
after
Zio because he was just tired of it.
Yeah, but it's nice that he comes back later on. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll get to
and
that.
I'm glad because he got the newest bit.
Yeah,
and he's the centerpiece kind of guy. It's kind of like he's making his return, he's still doing a great job with it.
But he's the original Blue Ranger. But besides just being a ranger, he also creates the rad bug.
Yep, the flying car.
He's the one that creates the communicators.
Yep.
He creates the portal that they used in to rescue Jason from the Dark Dimension.
Mm-hmm.
He actually helps create the original Zeozords.
He makes the Zeo suits.
Yeah. The Zeozords he recommissions from the Dinozords.
Mm-hmm.
He creates Alpha 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
He creates the new command center.
Yep.
And then he also creates the Cosmic Fury powers.
Billy ain't fucking around.
When you need a super genius,
look. There ain't nobody else ever in Power Rangers who's Billy Smart.
Right. He's the Elon Musk of Power Rangers.
He's beyond Elon Musk. He's like the ultimate. He's like Tesla, Elon, Einstein, Einstein's scientists, the guy, Oppenheimer. He's all of it.
But anyway, he appears in Mighty Morphin Season 1, 2, 3. He's in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Zio. He's in Beast Morphers, Super Mega Force, which both of those, it's just the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's pretty much the centerpiece for Once and Always. And then he's the mentor in Cosmic Fury, which still has his powers, but he's the mentor there.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's the only Blue Ranger who, in their run for Mighty Morphin, he was never replaced.
Well, he's the only person that has appeared in more than three seasons, more than two seasons with the same powers. Because
mm-hmm.
he has it in all four seasons that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, because of some behind-the-scenes stuff, in Zio, he kind of just becomes like the tech support character, which I actually liked him in that mm-hmm. role. Like,
it was a cool role because I kind of liked how he passed on the torch.
And he did.
And I like the bit because when they show them getting the Zio powers, and they're like, Zoran's going through. It's like, Catherine, you'll be Zio Ranger 1, pink. Tanya, you'll be Zio Ranger 2, yellow. It's like, yeah. Rocky, you'll be Zio Ranger 3, blue. Mm-hmm. And when he says blue, it cuts to Billy and Alpha, and Alpha just puts her hand on her on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like it's like, you know, his run's over.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you had a good run, kid, but it's time to pass it on.
Well, also, even being like the tech support guy, if I'm not mistaken, there's like one scene where he's outside the command center and they get attacked and he still fights unmorphed, if I remember correctly.
And whoops.
Yeah.
Wholesale.
Beating up a bunch of cogs.
Because he had a lot of progression as a character.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he goes from like this nerdy,
like, you know, unsure
kid.
Yeah, like not knowing how to use weapons, fight, nothing.
Yeah.
He's just like ducking his way through fights. He's like, don't hit me. And then then he's just out there, just like he's physical. He's kicking wholesale ass.
I saw something. I didn't write it down. But in the first season, he's brand new to karate. Mm-hmm. Second season, they said like he's a blue belt or something like that. Third season, he's a red. And then by the end of his run, through Zio, he's a black belt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess in canon
kind
of stuff.
Billy had a good progression of character.
But, you know,
probably more than anyone did.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Especially
out of the first three seasons.
Especially when you add in his Cosmic Fury, though. He goes from unsure kid to
confident, mentor. Super genius mentor.
Yeah. But
to building Zords and building the power suits.
You know, as being a ranger, he pilots the Triceratops, Unicorn, the Blue Shogun Zord, the Ninja Wolf Zord, and then he has the Cosmic Fury Wolf Zord, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, like we were talking about, when he goes to Zio, he doesn't have powers, and he can't accept the gold powers because...
Well, he gives up his crystal.
Well, he gives up his crystal to the Tanya.
He gives up the yellow.
But then when you comes to find out that when he's the Gold Rangers have to be passed on, he can't accept them because
when the power chamber exploded, he absorbed negative protons or
something like that.
Which is like protons are positive charged. So, you know, it's just science bullshit.
They show something where he falls on the control panel as it's exploding, and that's where he absorbed the power.
So he's unable to accept the power from Treasure 4.
Yeah. That's
Jason.
Essentially in this world.
And then the really great hope that he was the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
That he just made his own Power Rangers.
That was a lot of theory, but supposedly, like, the...
They were going to do it.
Well, supposedly the writer said that it was not ever... Or Billy said it was never a consideration. Like, he was never approached about it. So. I say Billy. David Yost was...
Yeah, because I've heard conflicting stuff that, like, they were going to, like, make it Billy. Like, they were going to try to get him to do it.
Well, when I was researching more about him, supposedly David Yost said he was never approached about that idea. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who knows if the writers considered it or what.
Yeah. Because that would have been, like, a good nod.
It would have. Because maybe that's what he was doing while he was on Aquatar the whole time.
Yeah, he tapped into the power grid, got the Phantom powers.
Yeah, that'd have been cool.
And it was just like, screw it, I'm the Phantom Ranger now. Let me go help out the other Power Rangers and be mysterious about it.
But basically, in this world, he basically becomes a billionaire when you see Once and Always.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he creates Robo-Rita by trying to find Zordon. He like pulls her out of like her evil essence out of the grid. And she takes Alpha 8's body and remakes into her Robo-Rita, which causes Trini to die.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the first Power Ranger to permanently die.
Yeah.
But also he goes on in Cosmic Fury to become basically the mentor for them and creates their powers. But it was cool because in Cosmic Fury he gets to come back and you see, like, he's in his original Mighty Morphin Blue and he's fighting and stuff right alongside him. Most, like, not all the time, but in the beginning and towards the end, which it's cool to see him come back. But, you know, like, he went on to Aquatar after Zio.
Yeah.
That's where he was at.
Because he was, like, he's super aged.
Yeah. Something then, from when he had regrown himself.
Yeah.
From being a kid.
He kept aging rapidly. And so he went to Aquatar. They fixed him. And then he just, like, stayed on Aquatar because he was nailing some Aquatar side piece.
That's the last you hear about Billy until the Once and Always story.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. Billy was just on living life on Aquatar.
But then you find out in the Once and Always, he'd actually been back for a while, made stuff, so.
Made his little business empire while still Power Rangering it up.
Yeah. I wrote down some of his defining moments was he defeats Madame Woe solo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because all the Rangers get trapped in her dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they use their powers to get Billy out because they can only have enough to get one person out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up fighting Madame Woe by himself and destroys a little crystal that releases all the other Rangers, which is pretty cool because that was episode 13, so he was still fairly, you know, fairly new. Those
you're still like a novice,
yeah,
ranger, not the experienced ranger we know.
Let's see, another one. Season one is he discovers Cyclops' weakness for the Zord,
mm-hmm.
Like the Goldar Zord.
Billy could beat Batman.
And also in season one, the one we'd already kind of talked about, he fights the goo fish.
He's like, ah, no, I got bit by a fish when I was 8. Ah!
But
shit was so lame.
But he defeats the goofish, and you know, he overcomes his fears.
Mm-hmm.
The next part I wrote down is there's another part in season two where he defeats Goldar and the Putties unmorphed.
Mm-hmm.
Like he kind of runs them off.
Yeah, I mean, you watch Power Rangers like continue on and like towards like you know, like almost to Zeo. Like Billy, he's a fucking unit.
Yeah,
that dude, Davey Yost was pretty jacked.
Well, he defeats the Putties, and then he like. Beats up Goldar enough to where he can get away
because mm-hmm.
They're trying to steal one of his inventions.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one where he defeats the character Weldo, which is like
Where's Waldo?
It's a monster that's like a magnetic, like he's got a magnet for a head kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But he beats them with just like the blaster on his side.
Mm.
There's another where mm-hmm. he escapes the dark dimension on his own and defeats his clone that Goldar and Lord Zed had made. And then, you know, he returns himself to normal size by himself. But, I mean, he like I said, he also creates the Cosmic Fury powers.
I didn't know he did that.
He does that by accessing the actual grid itself through one of the Morphin Master staffs. So he like, makes it himself.
That's pretty awesome.
He also turns their base into a spaceship.
That's also really cool. See, you need Billy for these kinds of things. Because I'm Tommy, you think he's going to do that? No. You think Jason can do that? No. Zach, anybody? Andros? No. Nope.
But kind of like Jason was probably...
Wes, Alex? Nope.
Jason was probably one of the best fighters in the series. Not necessarily the best, but one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Billy is, at least to me, hands down the smartest person in the series.
Oh, yeah. He's by far.
Yeah.
He's like Alpha... He's smarter than Alpha 5. He's smarter than Zordon.
I don't know about Zordon, but... Zordon just doesn't have any hands to do anything.
Yeah, but Billy's over here just making stuff.
True, yeah. I mean, he's tapping into the grid he had no idea about, like, 2 months ago.
I mean, you give Billy 5 minutes, like, hey, we need this done, like, figure this out. And he's, yeah. You know, this is where you need to start. And he's like, okay. It's like, what do you got? We got five new power suits. We got a new Megazord. We got it all.
Which, actually, like I mentioned before in the last episode, you haven't read the comics, but mm-hmm. in the comics, he actually, like, there's this other government, like, secret organization. Mm-hmm. He actually finds out about them and then finds out they're holding Lord Draken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he uncovers all their stuff, but there's...
In the Lord Draken stuff, does Draken kill Billy?
In Lord Draken's world, like in their parallel dimension, yeah. He killed Billy, but not the main continuity one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool. I'm interested to see where that goes because they're kind of coming to the end of that run mm-hmm. of the comic. So, interested to see where he goes from there. But, what was your favorite Billy moment?
That's tough because Billy was always one of my favorite Rangers because blue is my favorite color. Mm-hmm. So, it was like, oh, you can't be Tommy Jones. Like, give me Billy. I want to be the Blue Ranger because I got the helmet.
Yeah.
Which is one of the cooler helmets.
Yeah.
Although, even though it's... The Lightning Collection helmets are pretty small
yeah.
compared to the Legacy.
Right. The Legacy one actually fits adults. The
adult-sized heads.
Yeah.
You know, giant heads like ours. You know, those are more, I guess, for kids, but...
Yeah, the Red Ranger helmet does not fit me.
No.
I tried.
The bottom part of my jaw and my chin sticks out. Like, I gotta, like, pop that crap in there. I mean, I can get it in the helmet.
My little girl likes putting it on, though.
I mean, even, like... I mean, my niece, she liked putting it on.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, I'm a Power Ranger. She's like running around, running in the shit. And I'm like, stop. Give me back the helmet. You're going to break it. This cost Uncle Thomas money. Favorite Billy moment?
I mean, I'm surprised. Like, there's a lot of moments that I found that where basically he's fighting a monster by himself mm-hmm. and wins. So there's a lot.
You know, I do like the scene. And I always talk about this scene because it's one of my favorites ever in Power Rangers when they get the Zeo powers. But, you know, they get the suits and Alpha's standing there. And Billy, she's like, they're amazing, Billy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this would be the first test of your new powers. And Tommy looks at Billy and just goes, thank you, Billy, for everything.
Yeah.
Because this is all on Billy at this point.
Yeah.
That he got like the alert system, the suits, the Zords, all of it was done by Billy.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks, Billy, for everything.
I considered using that scene too.
That was like, Because like, he wasn't even a Ranger anymore. Mm-hmm. But he still was, you know,
yeah,
there for it.
I wrote down my favorite moment is after so many years getting to see him come back as the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of things I don't mm-hmm. like about Cosmic Fury.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the like the best parts to me is getting to see him come back. Mm-hmm. Not only get to come back, he gets to fight. He gets to be the mentor. Mm-hmm. He gets to be their, you know, my alarm going off. Mm-hmm. He gets to be like their, basically their savior because mm-hmm. he saves them by making the ship. He saves them by getting them away from Zed originally. Mm-hmm. Saves them by giving them the powers. And mm-hmm. then he saves them by joining them and fighting. He gets his own Zord in this. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of my favorite parts.
It's definitely a great one.
But, yeah, that's, I mean, unless you have something else.
No, I mean, I love Billy. Billy's a 10 out of 10 Power Ranger.
That's all I have right now for Billy, but we're going to continue doing, like, these little character mm-hmm. or event-focused episodes mm-hmm. To go along with our more expansive ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy them, if there's a certain character you'd want to, you know, us to do,
there's a certain episode. Ranger you want to hear about, a bad guy you want to hear about, a monster you want to hear about, a Zord you want to hear about.
Yeah.
You know, an episode. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Mitch will watch it, and I'll sit here and fumble through it.
let us know on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram where the power is on pod.
Or in the mail.
And on Facebook where it's just the power is mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, P.O. Box, what is it, 5150?
No P.O. Box. But
yet.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
We're not paying for that shit.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Follow Dark Spectre. We must keep searching for Zordon, no matter how difficult the search may be. Until we meet again, Rangers.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.